Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you for the beautiful, wonderful things that you do. I thank you for the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, the name that says with this name, nothing is impossible. No Christian should live in defeat with the precious name of our Savior, Jesus. We need to realize that we have victory over the enemy, and we can do all things through the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I praise you and thank you for the name of Jesus. As we talk about these things from the Word of God today, I ask you to bless these things to the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to continue on here now on talking about the mighty name of Jesus. We're in Acts chapter 4 right now, and I'm going to start with verse 12, where we was talking about what happened yesterday in the name of Jesus, how Peter and John raised up a man that had been down, lame, for 40 years. I want you to see in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, what Peter has to say. He says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now that means that there's no name under heaven. If you're trying to be a child of God and you're using any name other than the name of Jesus, it means you can't be saved. In fact, I was just watching a program on one of the Christian television stations just recently, and there was a man on there that was a Muslim. This man is now a pastor, a teacher of God's mighty word, and he was a very affluent Muslim. And at the age of about 35, he came down with a very serious sickness, and he was technically on his deathbed, and he cried out to Allah. He cried out to Mohammed, and nobody came. Then he cried out, he said, if there is a God of any kind, if there is a true God, I need to know who you are. And he said, Jesus Christ of Nazareth walked into his hospital room and touched him and said, I am God, and my name is Jesus. And that man was completely healed, and now then, of course, he is on fire for the Lord teaching the word. So if you're a Muslim or any kind of a person, it makes no difference who you are. When you're touched with the King of the universe, and his name is Jesus, then you will know that this Bible is true. Because Peter's saying, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now then, when these men saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. Now, these were the elite men of the day, and here's a couple of fishermen. These guys don't know nothing, but they are seeing the Lord do great and mighty things. And it says, these men marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Now, when you've been with Jesus for a while and you learn what you can do, you don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to be a doctor of theology. All you got to do is know who Jesus is and know how to use his name. And verse 14 says, and beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them. And it is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth no more in this name. Now, isn't that amazing? That you do a miracle in the name of Jesus, and a poor old 40-year-old lame man gets up and walks and runs and play, and the religious group of that day didn't want this to continue. Well, that tells you who was running the religious group of that day. It was not God. It was the devil. So only the devil would want to keep people from getting healed and delivered. So that same devil that was there then that didn't want this name to spread any further, he's still out here today. And so in verse 18 of Acts chapter 4, it says, "And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus." Now, isn't that amazing that a group of men, supposedly religious leaders, would take a couple of fishermen that had taken this mighty name, the name of Jesus, and they had done a mighty work, a mighty deed in the name of Jesus. What they had done was they had driven the devil out of a man, and this man was miraculously healed. But whenever they were commanded not to teach in the name of Jesus, in Acts 4:19, Peter and John answered them and said unto them, "Will it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God? You'll have to judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Now then, when you have had an encounter with Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He's become real to you, you will have to speak in His name. Whenever He comes and speaks to you or gives you revelation or appears to you or whatever He does, when you have this kind of revelation, you can't do anything except speak in the name of Jesus. So, when they said they would continue, in Acts 4:21 it says, "So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men had glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years of age, on whom this miracle of healing was shown. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all the chief priests and elders had said unto them." Now they're out there telling everybody what the religious group had said. "And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God and with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them." Now that's what we need to do. We need to realize this is God's battle. It's not ours. So whenever they were threatened, they realized it was the devil speaking through these men. And so they went to God. And they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. They were all praying. I can just see that group of men and women with their hands raised, praying and calling on the name of Jesus. And they said, "Lord, you are God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ." Now, the kings of the earth stood up. This is the devil and his demons. Satan and his host is rise up and all of the rulers, and they're gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. That's Satan and his host. And they're coming against the Lord to destroy Jesus. And they're still out there in the battle, still raging today. "For of a truth against thy holy child, Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever your hand and your counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness." Now see, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to ask for boldness so that we can come against the enemy, realizing that we're on God's side. We're not trying to get him to do something he's reluctant to do. He wants to do these things. But we need to have this boldness that we may speak the word. And then by stretching forth your hand, Lord, to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Now then, this is the way we need to pray. We need to pray on a regular basis. We need to say, Lord, according as your power, we need to absolutely be speaking these mighty things and speaking them in faith, nothing wavering. Because at the name of your holy child, Jesus, and verse 31, it says, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness." Now, that's what we all need. We need the mighty Holy Ghost. We need that power to come upon us. We need to ask the Lord to fill us every day, so that we will be just like these people with one heart and one mind, so that everything we do will be according to the Word of God. Now, I praise the Lord for the privilege to teach His Word. Now, after all these things had happened that we're just talking about here, and these people telling them not to speak in the name of Jesus, as we go on here in Acts 5:38, and it says, "Now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone." Now, there's one wise man in this council that's giving good counsel to these men in Jerusalem, telling them to refrain from these men. In other words, let Peter and John and all these men alone. For if this counsel of this work be of men, it will come to nothing. But he said, "But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest happily you be found even to fight against God." Well, that's what these men were doing. They were letting the devil in them fight the battle, because the devil, you know, he works through people. And to him they finally agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them. Now look at what these men, look, they beat the apostles, they whipped them probably with a cat of nine tails, all for the healing of a poor old sick man that was over 40 years of age that's sitting. Can you imagine being beaten for that? Now this just shows you this is the devil, because no human being, if you do a miracle, heal somebody, a cripple, I mean, that's what people go to doctors for, try to get healed. But it's obviously that many doctors can't do these kind of things. But now Jesus can, and the name of Jesus can. And so they had healed this sick man, this feeble man. And after he had gotten healed and was able to run and jump and play, they called the apostles together and they beat them. And then they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Now, the reason the devil don't want you to speak in the name of Jesus, because he knows the power of the name of Jesus. And it says in verse 41 of Acts 5, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ." And as the numbers of the people were continually increased, these men were doing all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, I'd like to invite you to call us for free audio and video and CDs, teachings of all kinds. We got many teachings, and they're all free. We'll send you anything you want. If you want to come to our website, you can come to www.tlsm.org. Now, we have many teachings on our website that you can listen to anytime you want to. There's almost a whole year's worth of them on there that you can listen to anytime you want to. Just go on there and double-click on one of them and listen. But we'd be happy to send you audio and video tapes. We have healing schools. We teach healing schools. All that information is on the website. We see God heal many people. Our phone number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to send you these tapes. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.